So good afternoon, and welcome to this meeting of the Antioch community. Do we have any guests here today? I can't see any, but that could be because I've just taken my glasses off. No? Okay. All right. Well, let me start with the bad news. The bad news is that we have no talk today. I thought you'd be disappointed. But today, we're going to be taking an extended time just to worship the Lord and listen to the Lord. And JP and the band are going to lead us in that time. And we're doing that because we're coming into a week of prayer and fasting. And so we want to be in a place where we hear the Lord, in a place where we listen to the Lord, in a place where we receive from the Lord what we need. And I'll give some more direction on that later on. But first, I'm going to hand over to Rebecca, who's going to ask the kids a few questions. Here you go.
Hello, everyone. I see a unicorn is here today. So this week, the grown-ups are going to be praying more and giving up things they like because they want to ask God to come and speak to them and to bless Antioch. But do you think that God just speaks to grown-ups?
They speak more to children because children sometimes don't know what to do the right thing, and others do, so God prefers to listen to children more.
I think you're probably right, actually. Is there anywhere where Jesus talks about children? Anything he said about that in the Bible? Oh, I can ask Sophie and then Matthew.
That he welcomes children as well?
Exactly. Yes, he did exactly that, Sophie. He said, let those children come and see me, is what he said.
The same thing.
So, is there anywhere else in the whole Bible that God speaks to a child or a young person? Someone who hasn't answered the question. Is there anywhere in the Old Testament? Clue on the screen, Manuel. I can't believe your hand's not up. No. Lucas.
It's a part where God speaks to a child who was helping his mother, and his mother was helping like a priest or something.
That's a good start, good start, good start. Anyone else? Actually, hold on, Gaius.
The story where God speaks to a boy and he keeps thinking it's his father or priest that's talking to him. And so he keeps getting up and asking him, is he talking to him? And the third time he says that God is speaking, and he says to say, speak, Lord, your servant is listening.
Huge brownie points to Gaius there. What an excellent, excellent job. And actually, Gaius is going to be the little boy. Do you want to come up here, Gaius? Come on over here. What I need is a grumpy old man. So this is the grumpy old man. Okay, so this little boy grew up in a church or in a temple because God gave his mum such a big fat gift of a little boy that his mum gave him to God to say thank you. So this guy's growing up in the temple with this guy whose name is? The grown-up's got it. Eli. So Eli was fast asleep, snoring probably. Told you he was. What happens if you wake up your mum or dad in the night? Are they really cheerful? Or okay, so let's ask Faith Joy.
So she's going to tell you to go back to your room, and then it's not going to end very well.
Did you hear that? It's not going to end very well. Anyone else? What do your mum or dad do if you wake them up in the night?
They would ask what you want and why you woke them up.
He's got nice parents.
Me, they would do the same and then tell me to go straight to bed.
Yeah, usually it's go back to bed. Oh, Manuel.
Bye-bye, eardrums.
Is that what they say? Bye-bye what?
Eardrums.
Bye-bye eardrums, Danielle. anyway, so this little boy, he woke up in the night because he thought he heard someone calling his name. Look at him, he's just woken up. And he walked over, you hop on the stage, to the old man, and he jiggled his shoulder.
What do you want? No, bye-bye, eardrums.
And then it happened again. He went back to sleep, woke up because he heard a voice, went over.
What do you need?
Did you call me?
First my useless sons and now you. Bye-bye, eardrums.
And then it happened again.
Hang on a second. Okay. No, but next time you hear something, you need to say, "Speak, Lord, your servant is listening." Okay?
Okay.
Okay? Bye-bye.
So I think the grumpy old man thinks it might be God speaking to the little boy. What do you think? So the next time the little boy woke up, and instead of jiggling the old man's shoulder, who was still snoring, he said,
"Speak, Lord, your servant is listening."
Fantastic. Can we have a clap for the two actors? Thanks, guys. Great job. So we're gonna help the grown-ups by learning a song, and then they can use it to pray. And it's called "Speak, Lord, your servant is listening." And actually, I've got two children helpers who are going to do the song, which is Faith Joy, I think, and someone else. Who is the other person? Yes, here she comes. Elena and Gael, who's sneakily hiding. Okay, so some of the grown-ups know this song, and JP's going to sing it for us and teach it to us, and we'll do the actions for you. Okay?
So I think many of us know this already, but maybe we'll just break it into two lines and sing each two lines twice, and hopefully we'll get the idea. Speak, Lord, your servant is listening. Speak, Lord, and I will obey. Let's try this from the top. Speak, Lord, your servant is listening. Speak, Lord, and I will obey. Okay, the next two lines. Your word is food for my soul and joy to my heart. Let's try this together. Your word is food for my soul and joy to my heart. Next with a light for my eyes and the lamp for my feet all of my days, all of my days. And the lamp for my feet all of my days, all of my days. Speak, Lord, your servant is listening. Speak, Lord.
Well done, you guys. So this week, do you think that God just wants to speak to the grown-ups? No. So how might he speak to you guys?
When doing a good action.
Thinking.
Yes. Thinking?
Through praying.
Through praying. What about if you were reading a Bible story at night with your mum and dad? Or what about if you're listening to a song? What about if you were drawing a picture? Who knows Sarah? God always speaks to Sarah when she's drawing pictures and speaks to us. So this week, if you think that God might be telling you something through a Bible story or a picture or a song, will you tell your mum and dad? Because it's really important, because the grown-ups are going to pray on Friday. And so if God shows you something, or you think, oh, I think that's God speaking, put your hand up if you'll tell your mum or dad, and they can tell us. Thank you. Okay, guys, you can go off to your kids' group, and Arthur will pray for you.
Thank you. Father, we just pray for your blessing on our young people, on our children, as they go off to their groups today. Lord, may you speak to them today. May you speak to them, and may they know your love and your care for them today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Have a seat, everybody, just for a minute.